Thank you.
This is Dr. Benjamin Abanaski, colonoscopy professor Don Morgan. Indicate to see if I was found at the screening. This patient, physician galactic and toxic patient, which blood is personal and carried up with the biopsy and colonoscopy biopsy and some of the city is to be a colonoscopy patient, five sons of the patient, played out against it. After the case, which were carried by the friends of the burden of the second. Exam question, duodenal bulb area at the junction of the duodenal bulb and the second portion of duodenum, that area of it, area because of it to be thickened and moderate inflammation, biopsy with inside diagnosis, were new classes of mixed and but it was not causing a stricture and error, so around the entrum, parallel sulfonal departure, aspersional entrum was a moderate severe erosive gastritis with multiple biopsy with inside diagnosis, were new classes of inflammation. Retro patient in Sazura, body suffered an authority, gastro neuropathic straight by junction. Now, I'm a Z-line, non structure task is ring, otherwise, it's obviously a remarkable aerosol. Patient traditional complication, patient on turnaround, KYJ, paraphrase, cease to be recommended, but see my semicolon, paraphrase, semicolon, paraphrase, should be a single picture. Adequate prep, elliptical valve at the like one end, one corner or one edge of the elliptical valve. I saw, and also superficial ulceration with thickening of the fold, multiple bias with reinstalled reactors, rural neoplastic with symptomatic changes. Coming out, the rest of the colon unremarkable, except for left side diverticulosis, but also patient has about from 20 to 30 centimeters. The sigmoid appeared to be circumferentially inflamed. Not sure whether this is colitis associated with diverticulosis, or this is a segmental colitis, and especially with the elliptical valve also noted. For the patient with undiagnosed Crohn's disease, that was a possibility, but the biopsy of the sigmoid colon was done for center for pathology. Escobar rectum, rectum appeared to be unremarkable. I did the biopsy of the rectum separately to see if there's any undiagnosed proctitis, retroperitoneal, then between intrahepatic lumbilis, research, post-traumatic complication. Finding number one, non-obstructive Schatzky's ring, otherwise esophagus unremarkable. Number two, moderate severe erosive gastritis, intermedia, multiple biopsy with slag diagnosis. Number three, moderate severe duodenitis, bulb area with thickening of the fold, the junction of the bulb and second portion of duodenum, biopsy with slag diagnosis, neoplastic was inflammatory cells. Number four, colonoscopy of CK, number five, adequate prep. Number six, left side diagnosis. Number seven, elliptical valve, one ulcer noted, a solid T1 ulcer noted in the elliptical valve. At the edge of the elliptical valve, biopsy with extract diagnosis through a neoplastic vessel from a dissolved vessel. This could be a stroke or ulcer. number seven, patient with sigmoid colitis with a segmental sigmoid colitis and elliptical valve ulcer. Ruling out the patient with underlying undiagnosed Crohn's disease. Biopsy of sigmoid colon was done in a separate jar. Number eight, rectum appeared to be unremarkable, normal, but I did the biopsy of any mild proctitis. Number nine was hemorrhoids. Recommendation, away from the gastric erosive gastritis biopsy. If the biopsy comes positive, helical electrophile, which is therapy. If the biopsy comes positive for lymphocytosis, the biopsy comes positive for neoplastic cells, the patient is referred for endoscopic upper endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation. Same way, if the biopsy of the duodenum comes out to be neoplastic, patient would be sent for endoscopic ultrasound evaluation. number three, I'm going to start a patient with protonic 40 mg per day and carafate 1 gram TID for at least for 3 months. Number four, wish for the biopsy of the elliptical valve. The biopsy of the elliptical valve comes positive for atypical cells or neoplastic cells. The patient is referred for possible segmental resection, especially if dysplastic cells were noted. If no dysplasia, no high-grade dysplasia noted, then patient would send the patient for a colonoscopy with the EMR. number seven was a wish for the sigmoid colon biopsy. I'm going to start empirically. Number eight, start empirically on mesalamine, 800 milligrams three times daily to heal the inflammation. If the biopsy of the colon from the sigmoid colon and elliptical valve comes out to be negative for any malignant cells, then I'll bring the patient back in 3 months to follow up. After on mesalamine for 3 months to follow the elliptical valve ulcer, that's more concerning. At the standard advice to take hypoglycemic water, there's two supplement and missile services, five supplement preparation, intensive for flu. I will also recommend to have a patient to have, if the biopsy of the sigmoid colon and the elliptical valve comes out to be inflammatory cells, recommendation to have Prometheus testing. for a work of inflammatory bowel disease to our chromatin. Follow my tweets and looks with hyperbaric water. It's 2,000 and 65 soon preparation instance to grip. Patient restart has aspirin from any other anticoagulants from tonight. And nutrition, please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Mauricio Berrio Orozco. And copy Dr. Param Sari. Their procedure is August 21st to 23rd. August 21st to 23rd. Patient to operation. Thanks.